సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
శాకల్య బ్రాహ్మణం, పేజ్ నెంబర్ 387, థర్డ్ చాప్టర్, 9th బ్రాహ్మణం, 26th మంత్ర.
కస్మిన్ను త్వం చ ఆత్మా చ ప్రతిష్ఠితౌ స్థః. త్వం చ ఆత్మా చ ప్రతిష్ఠితౌ స్థః ఇతి ప్రాణయితి. కస్మిన్ను ప్రాణః ప్రతిష్ఠిత ఇతి. అపానయితి. కస్మిన్ వపానః ప్రతిష్ఠిత ఇతి. వ్యానయితి. కస్మిన్ను వ్యానః ప్రతిష్ఠిత ఇతి. ఉదానయితి. కస్మిన్ ఉదానః ప్రతిష్ఠిత ఇతి. సమానయితి. ఏతాన్యష్టావాయతనాని అష్టౌ లోకాః. అష్టౌ దేవాః. అష్టౌ పురుషాః. స యస్తాన్ పురుషాన్ నిరుహ్య ప్రత్యుహ్య అత్యక్రామత్ తం త్వౌపనిషదం. పురుషం పృచ్ఛామి తం చేన్మేన వివదిక్ష్యసి. తం చేన్మేన వివదిక్ష్యసి మూర్ధాతే వ్యపతిష్యతి తీం. తం హనమేనే శాకల్యః తస్యః మూర్ధా విపపాత అపిహాస్య పరిమోషిణః. అస్తీన్యపజహృః అపజహృః అన్యన్మన్యమానాః.
శాకల్య asked the final question regarding Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha, Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha and Hiranyagarbha Stuti also. Who is Hiranyagarbha? All these questions are properly answered by Agnyavalkya. Under three topics we saw, Hiranyagarbha Stuti is one topic, అష్టవిధ హిరణ్యగర్భ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ సెకండ్ టాపిక్, పంచవిధ హిరణ్యగర్భ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ థర్డ్ టాపిక్. ఆల్ దీస్ టాపిక్స్ యాజ్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ ఆర్ ఆన్సర్ కమ్ అండర్ కర్మకాండ ఆర్ ఉపాసనా కాండ. ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ టాపిక్స్ కమ్ అండర్ వేద పూర్వ భాగ ఓన్లీ. దిస్ వేద పూర్వ భాగ వీ కెన్ look into two divisions. One is karma kanda, another is upasana kanda. Veda purva itself has got two small divisions. Totally if you divide Veda into two portion, karma kanda and jnana kanda, in that karma kanda itself upasana also a type of karma kanda, but manasika karma kanda. That is a small difference is there. Therefore, Veda Purvala, two kandas, Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda. Shakalya is qualified, or he has got Panditya only in Purva Bhaga of Veda. He is not having that Panditya in Jnana Kanda, Veda Anta Bhaga. Now, Yajnavalkya is qualified in three Kandas, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, as well as Jnana Kanda, that is Vedanta also. Whatever Shakalya asked, Yajnavalkya has given answer clearly. And final question also he has answered. Now, what happened there? After Samana Iti, that topic is over. Then later portion, here, two portions are dialogue portions, two portions are Upanishad is talking. We have to note. What I have left is, Sa eshaha neti netyatma, from there onwards, Narishyati, up to there, is Upanishadic statement. Then, last two lines, Tamhana mene shakalyaha tasyatu murtha vipapata, from there onwards up to last of this 26th mantra, again Upanishadic statement. Other than these lines, whatever comes, it is an Yajnavalkya and Shakalya's dialogue. So, little bit confusing. Who is talking with whom? So, you have to note. Sayeshah onwards up to Narishyati, Upanishadic statement. Again, Tamhanamene onwards up to Manyamanaha, iti Upanishadic statement. Now, what is the question asked by the Yajnavalkya? Now, Yajnavalkya is asking the question to Shakalya. What was the question he asked? Who is the creator of this Ashtavida Hiranyagarbha? First question. Who is the creator of this Ashtavida Hiranyagarbha? Or Jagat Karanam? In short, we can say, who is Jagat Karanam? Ashtavida Hiranyagarbha is nothing but all three lokas, Ashtav Lokani, Ashtav Ayatanani. Samastha Jagat comes under Ashtavida Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, who is the creator of all these Ashtav Lokahana? In the second question, who is that resolves everything, this Ashtavida Purushaha or Hiranyagarbha? Who is that resolver? Who resolves this Ashtavida Purushana? This is the second question. What was the third question? Atyakramat nar. Saha yan tan purushan niruhya pratyuhya atyakramat. Niruhya means who creates, pratyuhya means who controls, who resolves, and atyakramat means who transcends, who goes beyond, beyond Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha. Atyakramat means who goes beyond. These are the three questions asked by Yajnavalkya. Not only that, he asked, Tam Paupanishadam Purusham Prichami. So here we have to note one point. Now Yajnavalkya using coined a new name, that is Aupanishadam Purushaha. Aupanishadam Purushaha Prichami. You have to answer. Not only that, he says, Tam cha me na vivakshati. If you don't give answer to these questions, Murthate vyapatikshyati iti. Your head will fall down. Your head will break. If you don't answer to my questions, these three questions, your head will fall down and anartha, you will die in artha. So up to here, Yajnavalkya's question, Upanishad only gives the answer what Shakalya said. Shakalya said, I don't know. Why Upanishad has to enter here, Anna? You have to imagine. The moment he has asked, he couldn't give answer, immediately he died in artha. Who has to give answer? Upanishad has to come and give answer what happened. What happened? Upanishad gives the answer. ஆக்சுவல்லி திஸ் போர்ஷன் சஹயேஷா நேதி நேதி ஆத்மானது இதெல்லாம் முடிஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் தானே வரணும். உபனிஷத்துக்கு சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் ரொம்ப அவசரம், உபனிஷத்துக்கு ரொம்ப அவசரமா விடல. நம்ம கூட அப்படிதான் பேசுவோம் இல்லையா? வென் பர்சன் இஸ் டாக்கிங் பிஃபோர் ஹீ இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங், வென் டூ பீப்புள் ஆர் டாக்கிங் பிஃபோர் தட் பர்சன், வைஃப் அண்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் கம் டுகெதர், பிஃபோர் ஷீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் ஹீ ஓவர் டேக்ஸ் த டைலாக், ஆர் பிஃபோர் ஹீ இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் ஷீ ஓவர் டேக்ஸ் த டைலாக். அது மாதிரி இந்த பழக்கம் நம்ம எங்கிருந்து வருதுன்னா உபனிஷத்துலேருந்து வருது நமக்கு. வாட் உபனிஷத் டிட் ஹியர், பிஃபோர் அக்னிவல்கியா கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் ஹிஸ் க்வெஸ்சன், உபனிஷத் இட்ஸ் செல்ஃப் கிவிங் த ஆன்சர். வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ், அக்னிவல்கி ஆஸ்க்ட் ஓவர் அண்ட் ஹீ டைட். வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் தட் வி ஹாவ் டு சி. That portion I have left, we will read that portion. Middle portion, fifth line, last word onwards. Sa eshaha neti netyatmam agrihyo nahi grihyatem ashiryo nahi shiryatem அசங்கோ நஹி சஜ்யதேம் அசதோ ந வ்யததேம் ந ரிஷ்யதேம். Many of you are searching where Swamini is reading. In last class I left those two lines. I told you I will deal with that Upanishadic statement later, I said. Therefore, today I have to see that portion. The last class, you have to do homework, you have to do homework. Where is Swami? You have to do class, you have to do homework. Okay. Now, what is that point we have to note is, the Purushaha word, Agnivalkya used. தம் ஔபநிஷதம் புருஷம் பிருச்சாமீனர். திஸ் புருஷஹா வேர்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் டிஃபரெண்ட் மீனிங்ஸ் இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் காண்டெக்ஸ்ட். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் மீனிங்ஸ்னா, விராட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் அஸ் புருஷஹா, ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் அஸ் புருஷஹா, ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ஆல்சோ சம்டைம்ஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் புருஷஹா, even jiva also known as purushaha in some context. Puchi purusha yagnyavalkya is asking now. That's why Shakalya is totally confused. Not only because of that, yagnyavalkya do not know. Why he do not know? This virat, ishvara, jiva and hiranyagarbha meaning engenge varumo, அந்த கான்டெக்ஸ்டில் புருஷன் அனு வந்தா, நாட் ஹஸ்பண்ட், ஓகே, புருஷன் வந்தா தட் இஸ் சோபாதிக சகுண புருஷா அர்த்தம். திஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு நோட். வேரெவர் ஜீவா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் புருஷா, வேரெவர் த உபனிஷத் யூஸ் ஜீவா இன் த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட், புருஷா இன் த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஜீவா, விராட் இன் த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் புருஷா, போத் very loosely Upanishad uses the words. That is why you require a guru. Always we keep only one meaning in the mind. Upanishad is talking from different contexts. Virata, Ishvara, Jeevaha, Hiranyagarbha, Purushahanna, so many meanings. Another final meaning, Purushahanna, consciousness. Chaitanyam, Brahma also called Purushaha. Atma is also called Purushaha. So, referring to this Jiva, Ishvara, Virata, Hiranyagarbha, Purushahanna, Sopadhika, Saguna. When it refers to that Purusha meaning, the meaning of Atma, that is consciousness. Atma, Nirupadhikam, Nirgunam. So, lot of difference is there. Word is same, but difference is so much. Therefore, we have to remember that. Nirguna nirupadhika purusha tam tvaupanishadam prichhami. I am asking about that purusha who is nirupadhika. I am not explaining what is nirupadhikam nirgunam. Okay, you all of you know that. Another significant word Yajnavalkya used here is tam tu aupanishadam purusham. Aupanishadam. Upanishad eka gamyam. Through Upanishad only that nirguna nirupadhika purusha can be known. Anartham. Upanishadam anna. Aupanishadam anna. உபனிஷத் மூலமாதான் தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும் அர்த்தம். அதர்வைஸ் பீப்புள் திங்க் உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ வி கேன் நோன்னு லைக் தட் பீப்புள் திங்க். வாட் தே சே த்ரூ உபனிஷதிக் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வி கேன் நோ ஆத்மா. நாட் ஆல்சோ உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோன்னா மெடிடேஷன், த்ரூ மெடிடேஷன் ஆல்சோ வி கேன் நோ, த்ரூ ஜபா ஆல்சோ வி கேன் நோ, த்ரூ ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வி கேன் நோ. பீப்புள் மே திங்க். Therefore, Yajnavalkya is saying, tam tu aupanishadam purusham. Only through the Upanishad, you can know that Brahman, that Upanishad, that Brahman, that Atma, Purusha, I am asking. Upanishad naal mattume ariyappada vishayam. Ariyappada koodiya vishayam. Okay, one subject. சப்ஜெக்ட்னு வச்சுக்கோங்க. அகெயின் அனதர் க்வெஸ்சன், மை உபனிஷத்து மூலமாக தான், தெர் இஸ் நோ அதர் மெத்தட், தெர் இஸ் நோ அதர் மீன்ஸ் அதர் தேன் உபனிஷத் டீச்சிங். வைன்னு ஃபார் தட் உபனிஷத் இஸ் ஆன்சரிங். பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு தட் உபனிஷத்துக்கு ஆன்சர், திஸ் லாஸ்ட் டூ லைன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட். அகெயின் ஐ ரிப்பீட், தம்ஹனமேனே சாகல்யான். Shakalya do not know this answer, Upanishad says. Shakalya ke theriyadu naan da solla poren, Upanishad says. Shakalya do not know, tamhana mene shakalyaha tasyaha murtha vipapata. His head fall down. Not only that, he's still more miserable. These students have taken his body and did cremation. After that, they have taken that asti, no? That bones and all they have to take. And that bundle they have to take to Kashi. In that Kashi, in Ganga river, they have to mix it. No? That is the completion of the Antyeshti. Until that time, Antyeshti is not completed. Even after cremation also, it is not total. Only when you mix that asti in that river, only complete anartha. When they are carrying those asthis, that bones, asthini apajahruhu, parimoshinaha means robbers, dacoits. These dacoits, parimoshinaha, asya asthini, his asthis, asthikas. When they are carrying the bundle of asthikas, these robbers saw that they thought it is a very, very valuable, some gold or money, that bundle when they saw, and they have stolen that. Those astikas. This is what happened, and Upanishad says, apajakruhu, apa plus hru dhatu lit prathama purusha bahuvachanam, apajakruhu. Anyan manyamanaha, they have considered them as something precious, wealth, valuable. That's what happened there. Now, Shankaracharya says, generally when we listen this, you know, we feel very bad and sad also. So many questions he has asked, nearly 25 questions, so much time is dialogue going on, why he has to die? This is also a story given in Shukla Yajurveda. From there, this mantra borrowed. Therefore, that portion, the story part. But don't probe into the story. Whether really Yajnavalkya died, it happened, it may not happen also. Shakalya died. No, asya asthi, we should not take it as Shakalya. His அஸ்திகாசன்னா சாகல்யாசன். ஏன்னா இங்கே பேர் கிடையாது. இந்த விபபாதான்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். ஸோ ஓன்லி ஒன் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இஸ் தேர், தே மூர்த்தா விபபாதானர் உபனிஷத் விபதிஷ்யதீதின்னு யாக்னிவல்கே சேஸ். வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ்? விபபாதானர். ஹூஸ் ஹெட்? நமக்கு என்ன தெரியும்? இவரும் யாக்னிவல்கே சொன்ன ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், அதுக்கப்புறம் உபனிஷத் இஸ் கம்மிங். தேர்ஃபோர் நாட் அ யாக்னிவல்கே பட் சாகல்யாஸ் ஹேப்பின் அபஜஹ்ரு. This story we should not take literally. It might not have happened also. No, we do not know that. But don't take it literally. Then what we have to know now? What message we have to get through this story now? The message is, I already told you in the last class, once again I remind. The message is, never criticize a Brahma Jnani. Never insult, never criticize a Brahma Jnani. If you don't praise, okay, paravalle, but don't criticize. If you criticize, even in Tattva Bodha Visa, last portion, Tattva Bodha, whoever praise that Jnani, his Punya will come to them. Who criticize a Jnani, Brahma Jnani, Atma Jnani, his papa will, he transfer his papa, Jnani's papa will be transferred to this person who criticize. We may get doubt. What is that doubt? How a Jnani can transfer his punya papa to those people? We should not take it literally again. So therefore people will be afraid of that Jnani, to approach that Jnani. Ivar ketta pove venda namakku. பாப்பம் வந்துடும், ஏதாவது நமக்கு தெரியாமல் ஏதாவது பண்ணிடுவோம். நோபடி வில் அப்ரோச் ஏ ஜ்ஞானி இஃப் யூ டேக் லிட்ரலி. ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் வாட் இஸ் த மெசேஜ் கிவன் தேர்னா, ஜ்ஞானி கெனாட் ட்ரான்ஸ்ஃபர், ஜ்ஞானி நீட் நாட் ட்ரான்ஸ்ஃபர். இட் இஸ் நாட் த மீனிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இட் இஸ் சேயிங் சேம் மீனிங், நோ சேம் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் மாதிரி. வாட் இஸ் தட்? டோன்ட் insult Jnani. That much alone we have to take. That's why Upanishad ki stories loki nama pokudadu. Periya problem enna, many people probe into the story part. Enna namakella story ketti ketti romba palagi, ye apdi nadandhadu, ye nadandhadu asal ella story appa na. Like that we discuss about our serials, no? Paapam ennamo aayidutha and the hero ki onnum agala kadha thane. அதே மாதிரி கதை, இது கூட ஒரு கதை தான். அண்ணா உபனிஷத்து வாண்ட் டு சே யூ ஆல்வேஸ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஜ்ஞானின்னு அர்த்தம். பரிமோஷன் திஸ் போர்ஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கிவன் பை த உபனிஷத். தென் வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ்? சாகல்யா குட் நாட் ஆன்சர். வாட் இஸ் தட் ஆன்சர்? ஐ வில் டெல் யூன்னு உபனிஷத் சேஸ். ஃப்ரம் ச ஏஷா நேதி நேதி ஆத்மா. Saha Purushaha, Aupanishadam Purushaha is that which you can know only through Upanishad, that is Atmana. Then how to know that Atmana? Neti Neti. And the Neti Neti, what? Neti and Neti and Neti? Not Nehi, you know. Neti and not this, not this. After negating everything, whatever remainder, a remainder, after negating everything, that which remain, the remainder, is called Atma. Nishedha avadhi hi enartham. Nishedha avadhi hi enartham. This neti neti comes again. We saw in that previous chapter also, that previous chapter is second chapter, third section, sixth mantra. We saw this. And we are going to see again in three portions. 4 to 4, 4, 4, 12, fourth chapter, second brahmanam, fourth mantra. Just to note, there when we go there, we have to remember this mantra. Okay, 4 to 4. Then 4, 4, 12, 4th chapter, 4th brahmanam, 12th mantra. Again, 4th chapter, 5th Brahmanam, 16th mantra. So, 4 places this neti neti. Of course, this is one place. 5 places neti neti. That statement is coming. Sarva nishedha avadhihi in artham. Neti neti means sarva nishedha avadhihi. What do you mean by sarva nishedha avadhihi? Atma is that which is left out. Remainder anna left out. Pavam. Left out. Atma is that which is left out after negating everything. That is the meaning of sarva nishedha avadhihina. Sarva avadhi means here remainder. This is not there in the mantra. Sarva nishedha avadhihi is not there. That is the meaning explanation of neti neti. Neti neti enna na iti na iti eppadi puriyum namakku? Sanskrit e theriyadhavanukku eppadi puriyum? அப்போ என்ன சொல்லணும்னா சர்வ நிஷேத அவதி. எல்லாம் நிஷேதம் பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம், நெகேட் பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம் அவதி என்ன, ஏது ரிமைண்டர் இருக்குமோ, ஏது மிச்சம் இருக்குமோ, அப்பா ஏது மிச்சம் இருக்குமோ அதுதான் ஆத்மான்னா. எல்லாம் நெகேட் பண்ணணும். நேதி என்ன, சர்வ நிஷேதான் அர்த்தம். சர்வ நிஷேதான் அவதி என்ன, சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், அதிஷ்டானம். The next question comes, why Upanishad has to say in this manner, indirectly, after negating everything, whatever remains is Atmana. Are Atma pathi solla sonna ella negate pannadukku apuram edhu irukum adhu da Atmanu sonna eppadi theriyum ipo indha maari ye indirect ah sollano direct ah sollalame. For that, if you get such a doubt, Upanishad says no, it is not possible. Why? The reason, that next portion it gives. What is that? Agrihyo nahi grihyate. From there onwards up to rishyate. Why Upanishad cannot reveal this Atma directly? Logically we have presented. Pratyakshena anumanena, it is not possible. Logically we have seen so much time. But Shruti Pramanam also you have to give. Not only Yukti Pramanam, because you cannot see through your eyes. You cannot even infer. Therefore, logically you establish Atma cannot be known. Not only that, Shruti Yukti Anubhava, Mood Pramanam, Mood Support, lo, Shruti Pramanam kuda we have to give. So Shruti Pramanam is given from Agrihyo Nahi Grihyate onwards. This is Shruti Pramanam, the Shruti support. Why Atma cannot be directly revealed? That portion we have to see. Before going to that portion, we have to see some more points to understand that explanation. And the explanation puriyanumanna, we have to see some more points. What is that na, that point? The negator, the subject, negator, the subject, is then object, subject, object. Atma is the subject. Whatever is other than Atma is object, Anatma is object. Whatever is the substratum is subject, and other than Atma is Anatma. When Atma is become the subject, then other than Atma becomes what naturally? Anatma, object. It is subject and the object. The subject-object relation is possible. If suppose you would say this is Anatma, you have to show the subject also. But you are not explaining the subject directly. You are explaining the object directly. Object in the whole world, nama, rupa, prapanchanla, directly you are explaining. Why can't you explain like that this subject Atma also directly in there? In the object director shonna madri, in the subject kuda shollalam illiyo. For that Shankaracharya says, actually Atma is not a subject also. Adi subject a irundadane nanu explain panna mudiyum. From the standpoint of object, only we can talk about the subject. இது கொஞ்சம் சட்டில் பாயிண்ட், we have to understand. From the standpoint of object only, you can talk about the subject. Subject-object relation is possible between two things which are equal order of reality, same order of reality. Subject and object relation, you can talk when both of them have same order of reality. Here, Atma, the subject, belong to the higher order of reality, Paramarthika Satyam. It is Paramarthika Satyam, whereas Anatma, the Jagat, Ishvara, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Jiva, all come under lower order of reality, Vyavaharika Satyam, objective world. Objective world. When they are, both of them are having different order of reality, they cannot have a sambandha. In Tarkashastra, the sambandha is explained in four types. Samavaya sambandha, tadatmya sambandha, visheshya sambandha, visheshana visheshya sambandha. Like that, it gives sambandha, relationship. Those relationships are not possible. Samyoga sambandha, fourth one. Tadatmya sambandha, samavaya sambandha, I am not talking about those sambandhas now. Okay, enakku illada sambandha edhukku pesanum. Tadatmya sambandha, samavaya sambandha, samyoga sambandha, then vishesha vishayi sambandha. Vishesha vishayi sambandha, this is the tarkic language. So this sambandha is not possible. Why they are not possible in a objective world which is mithyana? The sambandha between two things, subject and object, the object what you are talking is mithya. Object. The subject connected to this objective world, the substratum, the source, the support, Atma, suppose you take for some time as subject. Atma is subject, first you take. This subject, Atma, subject put in inverted commas. Okay, from the standpoint object only we give the subject word actually. But from the standpoint of object, if you take subject as Atma, this subject object cannot have relation because of the two orders of reality. Two order of reality. Whatever is lower order of reality is mithya, unreal. Mithya objective world. This is mithya. What is subject is satyam. Satyam and mithya, real and unreal cannot have relation. Real and unreal. Real Atma, unreal Anatma, mithya Jagat, mithya Hiranyagarbha, mithya Virat, mithya Jiva, mithya Ishvara. Whatever you talk, Ashtavidha Purushaha, Sopadhika Saguna Purushaha cannot have relation with Nirupadhika Nirguna Atma. Once, another important point. Idhuvarukku oru stage. Okay, subject-object relation is not possible with regard to Atma and Anatma because of the different order of reality. Second point is, a mithya, when it is say mithya, unreal, object is mithya. Okay, mithya and lower order of reality is equal to mithya. Mithya is equal to unreal. Unreal is equal to non-existent. Whatever is non-existent, mithya, unreal, once you say non-existent, it is as good as saying object is non-existent. You will travel pannano. Okay, lower order of reality is called vyavaharikam. Vyavaharikam is mithya. Mithya means unreal. Unreal means that object which is mithya, unreal, once you say unreal, object is negated. அதா ந இதி ந இதி, யூ ஹவ் நெகேட்டட் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட். அப்புறம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இல்லை, இல்லாத ஆப்ஜெக்டுக்கு கனெக்ஷன் எப்படி பண்ண முடியும்? இல்லாத ஒரு ஆப்ஜெக்டுக்கு ஒரு சப்ஜெக்டுக்கு ஆத்மாக்கு கனெக்ஷன் எப்படி பண்ண முடியும்னார். இதுதான் சம்பந்தம். இப்ப ரியலா சொல்றதுக்கு, டைரக்டா சொல்றதுக்கு அதை கனெக்ஷன் இருக்கணுமே, சம்பந்தம் இருக்கணுமே. அதனால டைரக்டா சொல்ல முடியாது. ஏன்னா மித்யாங்கிற பொருளே கிடையாது. ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஒன்ஸ் யூ நெகேட், கொஞ்சம் சட்டிலா யோசனை பண்ணணும். ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் லோவர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டின்னு சொன்னோம். வியாவகாரிகம், வியாவகாரிகமானது மித்யான்னு அர்த்தம். மித்யாங்கிறது அன்ரியல் அர்த்தம். அன்ரியல் எல்லாம் என்னது அன்ரியலு? ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட். இந்த ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட் என்னென்ன இருக்கு? ஜீவா இஸ் தேர், ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் தேர், ஆல் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், லோகாஸ் ஆர் தேர், தேவதாஸ் ஆர் தேர், ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் அன்ரியல். அன்ரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் அன்ரியல். ஒன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், அன்ரியல்னா நெகேட்டட். நெகேட் பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம், நெகேட் பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம் ரிலேஷன் எப்படி வரும், சம்பந்தம் எப்படி வரும்? டு டாக் சம்திங் யூ ஹாவ் டு சே த ரிலேஷன். அது ஏதாவது பற்றி பேசணும்னா ஒரு சம்பந்தம் சொல்லணும். அதனால் யதோ வாச்சோ நிவர்த்தந்தே, ந சக்ஷுர் கச்சதி ந வாக் கச்சதி நோ மனஹான்னார். இட் கெனாட் ரீச் தேர். கேன் யூ டிஸ்கிரைப் யுவர் கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் த ட்ரீமர் அண்ட் யுவர் செல்ஃப் வேக்கர்? வாட் கனெக்ஷன் யூ ஹாவ்? என்ன சம்பந்தம் இருக்க பிட்வீன் த ட்ரீமர் அண்ட் வேக்கர்? என்ன சம்பந்தம்? சம்பந்தமே பேச முடியாது. என்ன, ட்ரீமர் வந்து லெஸ் ரியல் தேன் வேக்கர், தேர்ஃபார் யூ கேனாட் டாக் அபவுட் சம்பந்தா. ட்ரீம் சம்பந்தி, ட்ரீம் பையன் மாப்பிள்ளை வந்தால் சம்பந்தம் கல்யாணம் பண்ண முடியுமா? ட்ரீமில் மாப்பிள்ளை பார்த்தோம், கல்யாணம் பண்ண முடியுமா? முடியாது. சம்பந்தமே வராது, சம்பந்தி வராது, சம்பந்தம் வராது, கல்யாணமும் ஆகாது. அப்போது என்னென்னா, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் ஏ வியாபாரிக மாப்பிள்ளை, வியாபாரிக சம்பந்தி, அண்ட் வியாபாரிக சம்பந்தி வந்தால் தான் கல்யாணம் ஆகும். அதனால இந்த அனாத்மாங்கிறது எங்கேயோ இருக்க வியாபாரம். இந்த பரமாத்மாங்கிறது அனதர் நேம் ஃபார் திஸ் புருஷா இஸ் பரமாத்மா. வி ஆர் டேக்கிங் தட் பரமாத்மா நிர்குண சோபாதிக ஆத்மா புருஷா பரமாத்மா இஸ் சத்தியம். சத்திய மித்யா மத்திய இந்த நாலு சம்பந்தம் பாசிபிள் கிடையாது. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்னா, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் யூ வை வி கெனாட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டைரக்ட்லி. நவ் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் Atma subject cannot be, you cannot use the word subject ani kuda aatmaki subject ani solla mudiyadu. Konni gnanam ani sollalama anna, aatma gnanam ani sonna. From the ajnana standpoint only gnanam ani solla mudiyum, aatma ani gnanam ani solla mudiyadu. Or we can say adhishtanam na substratum, even adhishtanam word also you cannot say. நான் அதிஷ்டானம்னு என்ன அர்த்தம்? சோர்ஸ். அது மேலே ஒன்று இருக்கணும். அதிஷ்டானம் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் வேர்ட் வென் ஐ யூஸ் அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் சோ அண்ட் சோ, சப்போர்ட்டர் ஆஃப் சோ அண்ட் சோன்னு சொல்லணும். அந்த சோ அண்ட் சோ இஸ் பொய், சோ அண்ட் சோ இஸ் அன்ரியல் மித்யா. அந்த இல்லாததுக்கு இது சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் எப்படி ஆக முடியும்? புரியறதையும் ஆத்மா சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம்னு கூட சொல்ல முடியாது. அப்போ நம்ம யூஸ் பண்ண வேர்ட்ஸ் எல்லாமே ஓன்லி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், ரிலேட்டிவ்னார். ரிலேட்டிவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் தான். ஈவன் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அதிஷ்டானம் ஆல்சோ. இஃப் ஐ சே அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் வாட் அனு சொல்லு கேப்பேன், அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் சோ அண்ட் சோ, அந்த சோ அண்ட் சோ இஸ் ரியல் ஆர் அன்ரியல்? நெகேட்டட், அன்ரியல். தட் நெகேட்டட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் when it is not there, in the substratum support anger word irrelevant illiyo. Once it is mithya, it is negated, the whole thing is negated other than atma. It is not there, not there na. Appo not there, not there ani sonnapudu edhukku idu substratum? Atma vandu edhukku substratum anna? Substratum e illa. Once you negate that, it's not substratum. Mari ithana substratum substratum spelling e tagarara kashtapattindirukom swami ni ninga ye substratum ani sonnadanna because you are thinking that world is real. As long as you have got satyatva buddhi in the world, in jiva, in ishvara, I have to use the substratum word. As long as you are thinking the objective world is real, satyatva buddhi is there in objective world, I have to talk about atma as subject. As long as you talk about the ajnanam, prapancham, fulla ajnanam, ajnanam anna chunna, I have to talk about atma as jnana swarupam. As long as you give satyatvam to the world, whole world, I have to talk about atma is satyam, satyam anna chollanu. As long as you look at the whole world, it is an unhappy world, dukkha prapancham, dukkham world, and chonnapudu naan aanandam ani chollanu. I have to say atma is ananda swarupa, appada neenga varuvel class ki illiyo. So once you say everything is not there, not there, not there, na you negate everything, atma satyamu kediyadu, gnanamu kediyadu, ஆனந்தமும் கிடையாது. இதெல்லாம் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஆத்மாவில் துக்கம் இல்லை, ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். ஆத்மா வந்து ஆத்மாவில் அஜ்ஞானம் இல்லை, அதனால ஜானஸ்வரூபம். ஆத்மாவில் இந்த அசத்ங்கிற அனாத்மா இல்லை, அதனால சத்தியம். இப்போ இந்த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் மூலமாக தான் இந்த ஸ்வரூபமே இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் பண்ண வேண்டியதாச்சு. யாரும் சொல்கிற இதெல்லாம் உபனிஷத் இஸ் டாக்கிங். This is the only time for me. That's why Upanishad is so hurry. This until now, this Akalya and Yajnavalkya both are go on talking, talking, talking. Let them stop. Let me enter into the picture. Na? Upanishad is so restless. Saying, now look into the mantra. Na grihyaha. Agrihyaha nahi grihyate. Inge alla nanji tatpurusha samasam. Adikappara undi. பாஸ்ட் பேசிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபல் அதெல்லாம் ந கிரகியதே என்ற நகி கிரகியதே. நம்பர் ஒன் இஸ் அக்ருஹ்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட் சர்வ கரண அகோச்சரா. உபனிஷத் சேஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் சர்வ கரண அகோச்சரா. ஹவு கேன் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்? கிரஹ் தாது நைன்த் கான்ஜுகேஷன். Nahi grihyate is the explanation of agrihyaha. Agrihyaha ki explanation na grihyate, nahi grihyate. It cannot be grasped an artha. Wine. Because it is not an object of perception. Because it is not an object of perception. Then what is the second definition? Ashiryo nahi shiryate nar. Ashiryaha nar. Ashiryaha means apakshaya rahitaha. Atma is decayless. Na shiryate. Shru dhatu, ninth conjugation. அபக்ஷய ரஹிதா, டிகேலெஸ், ஜராரஹிதா, ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் என்னது கிடையாது. ந ஜாயத்தே மிரியத்தே வா கதாச்சித், நஷீரியதே. நஷீரியதே இஸ் த எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் ஆஃப் அசீரியாக. ஓகே, நஷீரியா அசீரியாக, நஷீரியதே அசீரியதே அசீரியாக. ந சீரியா அசீரியா. சீரியத்தே ஒன்லி பாஸ்ட் பேசிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபல். ஓகே, தென் தேர்ட் டெஃபினேஷன் இஸ் அசங்கா. இட் இஸ் நாட் கனெக்டட் டு எனி திங். அசங்கா சஞ்சு தாத்து ஒன் பி ஃபஸ்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன். ந சஜ்ஜதே நர். அசங்கா மீன்ஸ் நாட் கனெக்டட் டு எனி திங். Because it is, it cannot be contacted by anything. then na asitaha na vyadhate. Again, sajyate is past passive participle. Asitaha is nanj tatpurusham. Asitaha means si dhatu, fifth conjugation. It is never bound by anything. It is not limited by anything. It is not bound by anything. That means desha kala aparichinnaha. Not bound by time, not bound by space. Not bound by any object. Desha kala vastu aparichinnaha. Here, asitaha ki, then na vyathate, he changes the another conjugation. Another dhatu is na vyathate, it is free from sorrow, free from suffering, free from pain. Vyath dhatu, 1a, na vyathate. Last one, narishyati. It does not perish. Rish dhatu, fourth p, fourth conjugation, parasmaipada. Rish na to die, na perish, na nashyati ityarthaha, na jayate, na mriyate iti. That is the meaning. With this, Upanishad concludes the whole mantra by the Upanishadic answer. Finally, Upanishad concludes, it is neti neti iti atma, because it cannot be grasped, it cannot perish. It cannot have any sangha with anything, therefore it cannot be revealed directly in Artha. It can be revealed only indirectly in Artha. With this Shakalya chapter is over. Can Yajnavalkya take all the cows? Now suspense, silence, middle. Enna pandrathu theriyala. Upanishad has completed the mantra. Yajnavalkya standing, what to do? All Brahmanas standing there, but Agnivalikya, still he cannot take that 10,000 cows. When he has to prove he is a scholar, he has only challengers, he has defeated them. Still he has to wait. Adha, Brahma Vetana Abhidha. Unless you prove yourself as a Jnani, you cannot touch anything. Even a Gurudakshina also we should not take without teaching properly. Shishya should not take the Shastram without giving Gurudakshina. Same way, Guru also should not take Gurudakshina without teaching. Yeah. And then when we are taking Gurudakshina, we have to teach properly. Otherwise, Mahapapam. It is maintained in our Shastra. Okay. Next, Upanishadic portion only coming. Whole thing is Upanishadic portion. Upanishad is only explaining further about Atma. Now we'll read that. What Upanishad says, what happened in that Janaka Maharaja Sabha? Sutradhari. Upanishad is a Sutradhari. Ataho vachem Brahmana Bhagavantaham Yo vaha kamayatem Samam pruchyatu, sarmeva mam pruchyatu, pruchyata yovaha kamayate, tambaha pruchyami, sarvanvavaha pruchyami tim. Teha brahmanaha na dadrushuho. Now, Agnivalkya is breaking the silence by asking, athaho vacha. Then Agnivalkya is asking, he brahmanaha, bhagavantaha, he is addressing them, bhagavantaha, he bhagavantaha. Brahmanaha. Yaha vaha kamayate samam pruchyatu, sarveva mam pruchyatu, yo vaha kamayate. He is asking, Any one of you want to ask me any more questions? Any one of you want to ask me? Or all of you want to come and ask me? Also you can ask. Any one of you also can, among all of you, one can ask me. Vaha means among many of you, one can come and ask me. Yushmakam vaha, shatti vibhakti bahuvachanam. Idi yushmat shabdam. Dakarantaha, trishulingeshu, samana rupaha, yushmat shabdaha. Yushmakam vaha, tavate yuvayoho vam, yushmakam vaha. Among any one of you can come and ask me, prichat. Otherwise, if you are not able to ask single-handedly, all of you can come and ask me. Sarveva mam prichat. Otherwise, all of you can come and ask me. Yaha kamayat. Yo vaha kamayat. Whoever desire to question me, they can come and question. Otherwise, if you don't ask me, I will ask you. Tam vaha prichami. If you don't ask me any further question, I am here to challenge either any one of you or all of you. I am going to ask. Sarvanva aham prichami. I am going to ask you, all of you. Teha brahmanaha nadadrushuhu. Those brahmanas are not having courage to ask. They have lost their courage after seeing Agnivalkya. Dadrushuhu, drush dhatu, to be bold enough. Na dadrushuhu na, this is also lit. Dadrushuhu na, they don't have that courage to attempt to ask Agnivalkya. Yena shakalikana madri shakalikana gati madri nambukayadum erkanave or aal out yedhukku ombu namakku nan solli. They are all silent. They are silent. Agnivalkya vidamaatane. So Agnivalkya is asking. That next mantra I will read. When Agnivalkya is asking, there is nothing to ask. He has already asked. They have not given answer. So Upanishad is only answering. That Agnivalkya, what Agnivalkya knows, as we have to understand, Agnivalkya is answering. Madri, Upanishad is answering. Tan haitai shlokaihi papracham. Tan haitaihi shlokaihi papracham. यथा वृक्षो वनस्पतिस्तथैव पुरुषो मृषाम् तस्य लोमानि पर्णानि त्वगस्त्योत्पाटिका बहिः त्वच एवास्य रुधिरम् प्रस्यन्ति त्वच उत्पटः तस्मात् तं दातृणात् प्रैतिम् तं द्रातृणात् प्रै रसो वृक्षादिवाहतात् वाहतात् मांसान्यस्य शकराणि किनाटं स्नावम् स्तस्थिरम् अस्थीन्यन्यरतो दारुणीम् अस्थीन्यन्यतरतो दारु मज्जा मज्जोपमाकृता. उपनिषदिक लैंग्वेज नो इन्नु कुंज कष्टमा इरकणो एरकणवे कष्टम उपनिषदिक लैंग्वेज इन्नु कष्टम. Here, the question is about the same Paramatma only, but the difference is, there Agnivalkya asked about the Samashti, Paramatma, and the total he has asked. Now, here is asking as though asking and question, everything is included here. Here about the Vyasti Jiva he is asking. Vyasti Jiva, Atma. So here Jiva is compared to a tree. Jiva is compared to a tree up to, there are 7 mantras. The 28th mantra, they have 7 mantras. In the 8th mantra is not there, only one line is there, 8th mantra Upanishad says. In the form of 7 shlokas. 8th mantra is in the form of 7 shlokas. All 11 shlokas come under 28th mantra. With this only the Brahmana will finish. Bah, yepada mudiyon thonu. The Mahavakyam over. But here the comparison as we saw in 15th chapter, now we are seeing in Saturday's class, 15th chapter, Urdhva Moola Madhashyakam Ashwatham Prahurahyayam, like that in Kathopanishad also we saw. Like that again here, the tree is compared to, the Jivatma is compared to this tree. How? The comparison is, first, there are many leaves to a tree. The leaves are, parnani are comparable to the hair on the body of the Jiva. Hair on the body of the Jiva are called lomani. The lomani means hair is compared to that leaves of that tree. This is the first comparison. Parnani are comparable to lomani. Then bark of the tree. I am not going to see the word-to-word meaning. Okay, just I am giving the essence for 3 mantras now. Bark of the tree is comparable to the skin of the human being or any being, jivas. In the bark also has got 3 layers. The bark of the tree has got 3 layers, outer layer, middle layer, inner layer. Similarly, human body, skin also has got 3 layers. Outer layer is called rudhiram, that means blood. The skin open panna enna varum first? Blood varum. That's the first thing. And this is also a bark like. Then second comparable thing is maamsam, flesh. After blood enna irukum pinnadenna koncham edavad injury konjam ulla jaasthiya pona blood ku appuram maamsam kuda vellila vandudum flesh maamsam. Third layer is called snayu nar tendon. The white portion also comes out. Na romba deep injury la adu kuda vandudum. Idella edena tree ku bark eppadiyum in the human body ku idella appadi dhaan. Jiva pathi description. Okay, until now samashti over. This Jiva also paathana appadi connection puriyum namakku idella ne koncham. We'll see that another 3 more slokas in the next class. This is only comparison about this Jiva and Vyashti and that Paramatma. Not Samashti, Paramatma. What is the connection between both of them? We'll see that in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.